Welcome. First of all, we have the story of Yaakov dying. We also have the story of Yosef dying. And Yosef learned from his father that it's a good idea to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So he has the brothers, he tells them, Hashem is going to take you out of here. And he's going, and when you come out of here, please take me with you. Don't, you know, take my bones with me, with you. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Yosef." In Parak Nun pasuk of Dalit, "Vayomer Yosef alochav anochi meit velochim pakod yevkodetchem velatchem in aretz hazot al aretz asher nishba laAvram Yitzchak liYaakov." So he says, "I'm going to die, and Hashem is going to take you out of here, and He's going to take you to Eretz Yisrael, the land He promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov." And then the next pasuk says, "Vayishba Yosef ebnei Yisrael leimor pakod yevkod alochim etchem valeitem adatzmatayim izeh." So Yosef made them swear, Hashem's going to take you out of here, take my bones with me. So even though we have two psukim here, Yosef saying to his brothers, I'm going to die, Hashem's going to take you out of here. A second pasuk, I'm going to die, take my bones with you. So there's a Rashi in Shemot Gimel Yudchet. There Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go tell Paro, go tell Am Yisrael what's going to happen, that He's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. And Rashi says, well, they already have it as a Masorah from Yaakov and from Yosef. I told it to Yaakov and Yosef. And the truth is, did Hashem tell it to Yosef? That's what Darash Moshe asks. Hashem told it to Yaakov. And who told it to Yosef? Yosef heard it from Yaakov. But yet, we're saying that we know it from Yaakov and Yosef. So Rashi says, Pasuk of Dalet is really Yosef repeating the words of Yaakov, passing on the Masorah. Yaakov told Yosef, we're going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. And Pasuk of Hey, Rashi says, is Yosef's words. And it's as though Yosef heard it from Hashem, as though Yosef was the Navi. And he is saying, I heard this, and I'm giving over the Masorah to you. You are going to get out of Mitzrayim. You're going to get to Eretz Yisrael, and when you do, take my bones with you. So the Darash Moshe says, wait a minute. Yosef didn't hear this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only Yaakov did. So what do we learn from here? If we're willing to be miyaches this pasuk to Yosef, in other words, we're saying, Yosef, we know from you that Hashem's going to take us out of Mitzrayim and bring us to Eretz Yisrael. So it says, it tells us about the level of emunah we need in a Navi. We should believe when we get Divrei Nevuah that it's as though I heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to the Navi. The Navi tells it to me. It should be as clear in my mind as this is Dvar Hashem, as though I heard it directly from Hashem. As though I saw it, heard it, whatever the Nevuah was. I, you know, Shmia Kiri'iya, Mamish, in this regard. I heard it from the Navi, but it's as though I myself got this prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ramosha Feinstein connects this to other areas where we need Nevuah, and hereby, you are going to have a Dvar Torah for the next time you get asked to speak at a Shavar Brachos. Because says Ramosha Feinstein, that's probably what it was, because Darash Moshe wasn't written as a Perish on Chumash, it's more a collection of his drashot, so it could be that somebody heard him speak at a Shavar Brachos and give this Dvar Torah, and wrote it down and included it in this Sefer. So says Ramosha Feinstein that just like it's a Kabbalah from Yosef is really as though you got it, Yosef's Kabbalah from Yaakov was though he got it directly from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so too we need to have that level of emunah in any words of a Navi as though we heard from Kaddish Baruch Hu, and so too anything that Chazal tell us. Sha'amru Chazal ki'ilu atzmo yodeze. If Chazal tell you this is a fact, so we have to believe Divrei Chazal and know that's a fact. So for example, when Chazal tell us in the Gemara Sota, Arba'im yom kodem yitzirat avlad bat kol machrezet bat ploni leponi, 40 days before you were created in the womb, a bat kol, a voice came out and said, this is whom you're going to marry. So I have to believe that when I get married, that this is the person. Sha'achar shenasa isha yiye etzlo mitzad emuna baror kishama batzmo bat kol. you need to believe when you get married that the woman you married is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared in the Bat Kol 40 days before you were created. You have to know that. It has to be barur. It has to be clear to you. And if your emunah is clear to you that this is that person that you are meant to be with, so then it's going to have many wonderful positive ramifications for your shalom bayis. Yevadai latzlacha v'shalom kol yamim kol devar Hashem rak letova l'shalom l'olam. So that's going to help you. But if you don't believe the Divrei Chazal, and you don't believe the Divrei Navi, and it's not as clear to you as though you heard it directly from Hashem, you start to have a suffix, and you're not sure, all these things. You end up punished, or things not working out. You need to have that level of emunah, so it doesn't lead, he says, Shelachein ba chas v'shalom the pirut chadomeh. That's where splits start to happen. When a person doesn't have that level of emunah, you need to be so sure. It's as though I heard the Bat Kol myself, as though the Bat Kol said to me, "This is whom I'm going to marry." I heard it. I know it to be true. That's the story that we see. Yosef told Am Yisrael, "I know Hashem is going to take you out of Mitzrayim." How do I know? Because Hashem told me. Really? Did Hashem tell him? No, Hashem didn't tell him. Hashem told Yaakov. But to Yosef, it was so clear and so true that that was Dvar Hashem, it was though he heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're willing to be miyaches that statement to Yosef, as though it's a Masorah we now have not only from Yaakov Avinu, but also from Yosef HaTzadik. So too, says Rav Moshe Feinstein in his example regarding our spouse, but certainly true in general with Divrei Nevuah and Divrei Chazal, we have to believe it as though we heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekach.